Each of the interviews lasted no more than 30 minutes. The questioning process was identical between candidates James Meyer, Ann Peters, and Tommy Tanzer. The questions from the board were about experience in setting policy, working on relationships with the community, participating as a respectful and focused board member, and the financial responsibility board members have to taxpayers. Board member Petra Butler asked each candidate about their philosophy on building trust. Meyer says his experience as a coach, teacher, and prior administrator at the Oakley School helped to formulate his beliefs.
How do you build trust and respect as a team and model those qualities to others in the organization?
For me, honesty, transparency, clear communication. I'm not a political person. I don't do very well with factions and backroom deals. That's not how I do things. I don't live that way. This is crucial, and I think it's crucial for this board moving forward, is we have to be at a place where we can all work together. That's something that I believe very strongly in.
Tanzer said he knows the community is tired of the politics and the infighting and wants to see the Park City Board of Education take this unique opportunity to make a good selection, even suggesting that he was not the best candidate.
You need somebody who's going to be independent. And the main thing is somebody who cares about kids. I'm all those things, political too, like the other candidate. But I'm here to stop that. Now, I'm ready to answer your questions, but there's one candidate that we have that's an independent person. And that independent person should be chosen. And if they're not chosen, the day this is done, I'm going to the press and I'm going to tell the whole story. So now we're done. And the story isn't about you guys. It's about why we don't function. I'm the kind of person that I'm obnoxious. Nobody wants to be around me, but people believe me, okay? And I am here to support you if you pick the right person. If you pick the wrong person, it's bad.
Candidate Ann Peters says she's worked as an executive in the business world and had many opportunities to work collaboratively.
Wasting people's time, being fair, listening. I've been in situations where it's not argumentative, but there's been disagreement. We don't always see the same thing the same way. So expressing your position, not being emotional. I've been in meetings that there are people that actually felt things out. Wow, does it really matter what I do? So it's really being a professional and expressing my point. If it's not the way you see it, then I understand. But help me, enlighten me to your point of view so that I can better understand how we can get to this situation.
The forum allowed each candidate time to ask the board questions. Meyer asked about the ability of the board to work together as a team in order to accomplish the many projects and challenges they face in passing the school bond. Tanzer had a different spin on his question to the board.
I don't think this was an interview of me. This was me interviewing you. And I'm asking you today, is this going to be the same old again, or are we going to step up? The four of you, or Phil's in it, come together and say, you know what? We got to stop fighting with each other. We got to stop. We have to make policy. So my interview to you is, are you picking somebody that's going to be more of the same? Are you picking somebody who can help you lovingly go forward? Or are you picking a crazy person?
The board will vote on Tuesday next week at the 9 a.m. special work session at the district offices on Kearns Boulevard. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.